Now, tell me, can you hear me? All right. Y'all tell me if you can hear me. So I'm going to keep talking. Don't stop believing. 5K, 10K, half marathon. My favorite event of the year. I get so jazzed up when I think about the girls who are planning to run, who ran last year, y'all. I'm serious. When I started seeing some of those posts from last year's race, I was a hot mess yesterday. Tears streaming down my face when I was reading some of those and remembering some of the amazing things from last year. But before I get too far into that, I want to talk a minute about how it feels to do your first race. I know a lot of you coming, this won't be your first race, but some of you coming, it will be. And I can tell you there is nothing in the world like preparing yourself and having a goal and setting that goal and working toward it every single week in order to make sure that you show up as your best self. You still can't hear me. No sound, Kathy. Oh my goodness gracious. Okay. All right. I'm back. Okay, good. Whew. All right. So there's nothing like working toward a goal. In fact, Ken and I talk often about how we want to plan an event like a race or a triathlon or something like that just so we have a goal to work toward. So, you know, it's so empowering to set a goal like that for yourself and to line up all your training and to get everything just, 100% on board with it. Okay. So here's what I'm going to tell you guys to do. There's quite a few of you here. So when you have questions, go ahead and do hashtag ask. And when I'm finished, talking a little bit in the beginning, then I'll go back through the questions. Okay. So, my first 5K was about halfway through losing my weight and I walked the whole thing. I think I did it in just under an hour. And I cried like a baby at the end. Seriously, cried like a baby. I had, there were about six of us that did it together, or six that I knew that were doing it. Kim Cook and her husband walked it with me. Ken couldn't be there that day. He had never done a 5K. And when I crossed that finish line, y'all, I've just bawled like a baby. I had friends, there who were waiting for me who had run it. And just the hugs and the sense of accomplishment and everything was just overwhelming. So when I talked in my post about feeling overwhelmed, I didn't mean that in a bad way. I meant it in the emotions that you feel, the empowerment that you feel, the accomplishment and success that you feel are so strong that it's just amazing, to feel those feelings in such an incredibly strong way and in strong manner is just amazing. So over the course of my weight loss and over the course, over the past 6 years, I can't tell you how many 5Ks I've done. I'd have to go back and count them up. It's probably 15 or 20 now. I've done a handful of 10Ks. That's actually my favorite distance is 10Ks. And then I trained for 3 half marathons and did 2. I didn't do the third one because the week of the half marathon, my father died. So I ended up skipping that race. I actually had to fly to Maryland the week before the race to work through all of his arrangements. And I flew back the day before the race and I didn't, and the race itself was 3 hours from here. It was in Memphis. So I didn't actually do the race, but I did go out that morning and walk with my husband like 4 or 5 miles or something. So my first half marathon, y'all, Corinne had to teach me how to run. I mean, I'm serious. I had never run before. I didn't run the whole thing. My first half marathon, I did intervals. I did a 4-minute walk and a 1-minute jog the entire way. I think I finished in about 3 hours and 15 or 20 minutes. And Corinne trained me and helped and went through the whole race with me. And it was a misty morning rain. I'm sure she was miserable, but she was amazing. She was awesome to do that race with me. And my husband did it with me as well. So I've never been super fast, but I have always been determined and ready and goal-oriented when it comes to doing these races. There's nothing like that finish line, y'all. There is nothing like it. Ask Corey and Cheryl. If you have not seen Corey Whited's post yesterday, I want you to search her. Corey is K-O-R-I. If you just search Corey, you'll come up with that post. Last year, these two girls came and decided they were going to do the half marathon. And they set out and walked that first 6.5 miles and got to the turnaround point, because the race itself is an out and back, which means the start and finish line is the same place. So if you do the half marathon, you will actually go out about 6.5 miles, turn around, and come back. Okay. So at the turnaround point, I picked up Corey and Cheryl because they were at the back of the pack. And I had decided that I was going to walk in with the girls and make sure that they were finishing up strong, right? So I spent 6.5 miles roughly with Corey and Cheryl. And y'all, they are the two most inspiring girls I have ever come across. And here we go. Here come the waterworks, okay? I learned, we coached, we talked, we became friends, and the two of them spent the rest of the weekend together. It was crazy. They walked across the finish line holding hands. It was not an easy race for them. Of course, a half marathon isn't really an easy race for anyone unless they are like super skilled trainer runners. It was hot. It was hilly. They had blisters. But they kept going. They just kept going. And the love and the sharing was just amazing. So those two girls are totally inspirational to me. They never quit. They just kept on going. They just kept on walking. They shared race fuel. They shared water. We had shout out to Kate Schwering, who did the half marathon, then ran back out on the course about a mile or so close to the end to bring us more water. I mean, and then when we got to the finish line, the crowds of people there waiting to hug Corey and Cheryl and to congratulate them, and the tears, and oh my gosh, it was just incredible. That's what makes this race so special. Is because not only are you on the greenway with all of your tribe sisters, you know, I explained it being an out and back. So you're going out as people are coming in and you're high-fiving and you're saying hey and you're, you know, hugging on the course during the race. You're walking or running or intervals with all of your people. I'd say it over and over. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. One more inspirational story. Lisa Gray. I don't know if you all know her. I think she signed up again for this year. She signed up and she started by walking on the treadmill for 15 minutes, holding onto the rails. Okay. That was her starting point. She ended up walking the whole 5K. Okay, that's 3.1 miles. She started slowly walking on her treadmill, 15 minutes, holding onto the rails. That's huge, y'all. That's determination. That's success. That's accomplishment. We're going to have mentors at this race. All right, first time. Last year, we didn't have mentors. We had me and Mary Jo and Betsy on the course helping people in. But this year, we have mentors. They, most of them have done the race, had done the race last year. So they know, you know, all these tears you're seeing here today, all this amazement and, you know, inspiration you see, multiply that times about 12 or 13 mentors. They're already in the group. They're already in there going, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. You've seen their posts in the Facebook group. None of that was solicited, y'all. They got in there and they was like, they were like, it's race sign up. Y'all have to come. The best event ever. So they're super excited. Guys, we have Jill Angie. If you don't know who Jill Angie is, you need to Google this girl. She's a tribe member. She is Life Coach School certified, and her niche is helping women learn to run and walk and do races and create their own intervals. She is going to do your Q&As monthly in the race group. She's going to do a kickoff Tuesday night in the race group. And she's amazing. Y'all, Corinne has done a podcast with her. So if you can look for her in the Losing 100 Pounds podcast, pretty sure. If someone wants to look that up, I'm pretty sure either Corinne has been on her podcast or Jill has been on Corinne's, or maybe both. Jill's podcast is Not Your Average Runner. So look for her. She's incredible. In fact, I believe she is in New Orleans this weekend with her own group doing a race. So, she's going to help guide you. She helps you learn how to pick your speed based on your breath. So, you know, your best speed might be a good strong walk, or it might be a run, or it might be something in between. And all of that is perfect for this race, because one of the things Corinne talks about is, you know, she's been swept at races before when she first started. She's finished races. Corinne has finished races when the start-finish line has been torn down. She's, that's not what we're doing here. Everybody gets to finish. Everybody gets a hug from Corinne. The start-finish line does not come down until everyone is off the course. And we don't care how long it takes. I mean, it's just, this race is for you. And it's for your accomplishment, and it's for your success. All right. So two final things in my comments. And the first one is, if you want to hear the race recap from last year, Corinne and I did a podcast last June. I think it was around the 28th or 29th is when it released. It was episode 64. I think we talk about Corey and Cheryl. I'm pretty sure we talk about Lisa too. But we recap the whole event. We both cry, you know, y'all know I'm a crier anyway. So is Corinne. And then, you know, we talk about our goals for this next event. I also want to read Sarah Hardesty's post. I think she put this in the Facebook group. I pulled a sentence out of it yesterday when I did my post about the live today, but I want to read the whole thing. I also read it in the podcast, so you might hear it twice, but it's so good, it's okay to hear it twice. So here's what Sarah says. Dear Tribe Sisters, I hope everyone who didn't sign up for the race this year will sign up for next year's, and I hope everyone who came this year can come back next year as well. I've done 5Ks before, and I've been dead last on more than one. I have seen stuff being torn down as I walked to the finish line, not with this one. Corinne said she would be there until the end, and she was, as were several tribe sisters. I've seen races where they stated that you had to finish the course in a certain amount of time or you'd be swept, picked up in the vehicle, and not allowed to run or walk the rest of the way. Not this one. You took whatever time you needed to. You could want to do the half, but decide at the last minute, literally as you were on the course, that you only wanted to do 10 miles or only wanted to do the 10K. Or you could decide that you were feeling great and wanted to do more than the 3.1 of the 5K. It was up to you. Do you think you're too fat to do one of these distances? There were all sizes on the Greenway. Do you think you're too old? All ages. Definitely 50s and 60s out there. Are you afraid to do it by yourself? Your tribe sisters will walk with you. I saw a few folks, after they had already completed their long runs, go back on the Greenway to walk in with someone to support her. Are you scared because you've never done a race before? This was the first race, no matter the distance, for several people. concerned about your speed. There were fast people and slow people, medium speed people out there. I saw a couple of ladies with hurt feet who came anyway and walked a short distance on the greenway since their injuries wouldn't allow them to go further, just so they can say they got out there. I saw exhausted women beaming with pride at the finish line. I heard husbands who volunteered on the course talking about how amazing and inspired they found all the women out there. I saw posts from virtual racers who couldn't make the trek but were there with us in spirit. If you've never done a race before, if you think you're too old, too fat, too out of shape, oh goodness, here come the waterworks, to whatever, I promise you that the PMP race will be the most supportive race you'll find. And I loosely call it a race. It's all about finishing the distance you set for yourself, not about finishing first. I want to see all y'all in Nashville next year. All right. So that's Sarah's post. Good grief. Okay. So I have a couple of questions from the Facebook group I'm going to hit first. The first one is from Melanie. And she said, oh goodness. She said, if I had to pick, would I do the race or would I do October camp? I'm going to guess everyone has an opinion, but I'm going to tell you mine. I would do the race, hands down the race. And here's why. You get Corinne and all the coaches, Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Friday night we'll register, Saturday we'll race, and we'll have a party, and we'll have downtime at the pool. Sunday we coach, which means everybody's in a room, everybody has a seat, and Corinne's on a stage, and she's coaching. She's coaching next steps. What do I do after the race? How's the next goal? What's the next goal? What do I do now? Now that I have finished my race, what's next? So you get a little bit of camp and a whole lot of race and some partying and your girls. It's seriously, I said it at the beginning, this is my favorite event ever. I love this. I love this race. It's very, very special. There's not a cutoff to signups, until we are full. Now, what does we are full mean? I'm not really sure yet, but I have it in my mind to figure that out. Weekend schedule. I just mentioned it. Friday night we register, we have a little bit of a meeting. Corinne gets up on her stage and talks. You eat well, rest. Get up very early Saturday morning. We're going to start the race at 6 a.m. Y'all, it's June 1st in Nashville. It's going to be warm, okay? So we start early. We'll start in two waves because, you know, the shorter distances will hold back for a minute while the longer distances go on. So the longer distances will go off at 6. Then we'll probably start everyone else around 6:15 or 6:20. It sort of depends on how many of you all show up. We may do three waves. We will be finished by lunchtime, basically. Even if you walk the half marathon, we'll wait for you. But you should. Last year we saw everybody come in around lunchtime. When does the training start? We have a 16-week training program ready for you and already up in the Facebook group. Week one is next week, so we are now 16 weeks out from the race. In fact, today's Saturday, 16 weeks from today is when the race is. It's so exciting, right? Now, if you're a seasoned runner and you already have half marathon training plans at your ready, you know, you can do your own plan. The plan that we have put together for you, Jill Angie, suggested 16 weeks. Okay. This race registration is only for PMP members, okay? Sisters, friends, they're not eligible to come. They're not eligible to race. They can come and they can cheer you on. We had so many husbands last year on the course cheering on their wives. We had a family who followed around. Lindsey Graham's family followed her around to each step. Not on the course, but like in their car. And so they were there with signs at the 5K distance, at the halfway distance back at, I mean, it was just so cool to watch them and the kids with the signs. Let's see. I see Corinne's in here. She's probably answering some questions. Let's see what other questions we have here. I'm going to go to the bottom and work my way up. All right. Has Facebook group been created? Yes, it has. If you have already signed up, you should have gotten an email with a link to the group. If you have not gotten that email, please email support. I'm going to let everybody in probably tomorrow, okay? Is training geared for walking or running or both? Training is geared on helping you find your pace, okay? So it's based on distance and time. So all levels are invited and welcome to the race, okay? Can't afford to do the race and camp. Can I still come out and cheer my sisters on? Absolutely. Let's see. How do we get there from the Marriott? Uber? I'm working that out, probably. Probably best to just prearrange a whole bunch of Ubers. Can we show up at the Greenway or walk it with fellow tribe and not go to the camp portion? I see that Corinne has answered that. You can support, but we can only have so many of our people on the Greenway. Okay, so Corinne is answering a bunch of these questions. I'm going to go ahead and read them anyway. So people who are... who are listening on the replay can have them. Corinne, do you still have finish line pics too on your phone last year? We have a couple. I think there are more from the racers, because when I was seeing some of the pictures posted, I was like, oh, I hadn't seen that one. Sarah Hardesty is so smart. Yes. I'm actually catching alive. I signed up. Can't wait to meet everyone. Yay. The podcast made me know I had to be there this year. Yeah. Okay. More comments down here. Oh, I love having all these people in here helping answer questions. What about bathroom access? Good question. There are bathrooms at the beginning, at the start finish. There's a porta potty at the half marathon turnaround. At the there only if you're doing the 5K, you only have bathrooms at the start finish. If you're doing the 10K, at the 10K turnaround, you're actually at a Greenway trailhead that has access to like some fast food restaurants, like a Jack in the Box, I think is there. A Target is there. So you can, if you're desperate, you can walk across the parking lot and use the bathrooms there. And like I said, there's a porta potty. There has been in the past porta potty access at the park where we turn around for the half marathon. Love the hubbies last year who rode their bikes and brought us water and emotional support. A couple of times I felt like quitting and they perked me up. Yes, the hubbies are amazing. Don't know if they'll be there this year, but we will definitely have people on bikes and with water all over the course to make sure you guys are well taken care of. Does anybody train and do their own 5K on the same day as the race if they cannot make it to Nashville? Absolutely, Jen. In fact, we're encouraging that. If you can't make it to Nashville, we would love to see you doing your own walk and run and posting in the Facebook group. We'll celebrate you as well. And you can celebrate us. We'll all just be a big tribe who's nice and active together on June 1st. Tracy signed up this morning. Yay. And Christy, awesome. And Trisha, yay. Betsy can't wait. Let's see. I'm afraid of heights. How is the Greenway? Bridges. There is, We do cross the river on the half marathon course, but it's not like a huge bridge. It's just like a bridge over the river, and it's not a see-through bridge. It's got like wooden slats, so just don't look off the side. Right. We do, Teresa, the Greenway also, the Greenway also goes along the river, and it's really a beautiful place. Yeah. I see Corinne says she has a fear of bridges. Yeah. Yeah. So it's beautiful. It's a beautiful place. Let's see. I'll probably stay until Monday. My husband is coming. I told him to obey Queen C. Yes. Brittany signed up. Is there a cutoff date to sign up? We talked about that. Let's see. For those who can't make it, will you be willing to, will you be sharing the training schedule? Not right now. The girls who are paying for the race are getting the schedule. It may be available later, but not for this event. My hubby and kids will be coming for support. Please put them to work. They're expecting it. Look, your hubby and kids, Rosie, I want them on the course cheering you on. You tell them their work is to create, you know, signs for you and to make sure they can be at all the trailheads so that they can see you go by. Okay. I love having people on the sidelines. The first race I did, I ran through Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and they had cheerleaders and, you know, little places where there were people with signs. There's something about that on the Greenway that's really inspiring. Do Tribe Sisters arrange roommates in the Facebook group for this, just like camp? Yes. Yes. I actually just this week signed a Marriott contract. So as soon as they can get me room block information, we'll get that to work. But when you join the Facebook group, then you guys can go ahead and start matching yourselves up for roommates. Is there lots of grass allergies? You know what? It's Nashville in June. If you have allergies, I would take your Claritin with you because you're outside and there is grass and there are trees and the breeze will be blowing. There are wildflowers. So, yes. Nashville said, I mean, Nashville. Corinne says, yes, Roz, it's Nashville. We do grass. Thank you, Anne-Marie. She took her allergy pills the night before and Flonase that morning and did great. Michelle, if you have not gotten the email to the Facebook group, check your spam, check your promotion folder, wherever PMP emails end up landing. If you still can't find it, email support. You're going to want to make sure that you're getting emails for the race group because there are going to be several going out. Now, to recap, guys, Jill Angie is going to do a kickoff Facebook Live Tuesday night in the Facebook group, 7:15 Central Time. All of her Q&As are going to be Facebook Live so that we can do watch parties, right? So we can do watch parties, you know, a week after or something, you know, something similar. That'll be really cool and fun. The training program that we're giving you is a 16-week program. So we are now today 16 weeks out. So program, you know, week one is next week. If you join, you know, if you decide, you know, a week in or 2 weeks in, you're not behind. You know, a 16-week program, you can jump right in where you are. You can also ask in the group, where should I start? So don't let that stress you. If you can't, you know, if you can't join for another week or two, that's okay. We're not going to close registration until we're full. And we're still trying to figure out what full is. I've got my brain working on that. It's probably going to be how many people can I get in that ballroom for coaching? That's what's going to be full. And let's see. Saturday celebration, is that only for tribe members or for their husbands too? Husbands can come to the Saturday night celebration. Absolutely, husbands can come. Only husbands who are ready to twerk fest. Girl, you're a riot. All right, Corinne, what am I forgetting? What all can husbands go to? Husbands can go to the party. Husbands can be your cheerleaders on the course. They can be at the start-finish line. They can be anywhere on the course that they want to be in order to cheer you on. They can't run the race. Okay? Can you bring a plus one to the Saturday night party? My best friend is coming with me. Plus ones can come. I say husbands, partners, significant others, people traveling with you. It's all good. Judith is very excited. So am I. This is, like I said at the beginning, this is my favorite event. I'm checking my list here. Mentors. The mentors, most of them did the race last year. So they know they've been through the training. They've been on the course. They're going to be in the group and you're going to be assigned to a mentor. Ask them lots of questions. Ask them about their experience. I want to shout out my favorite race mentor because she got me into my first 5K, my first half marathon. Actually, there are two, Corinne and Kim Cook. Kim will be a mentor. She's super inspiring. And, you know, it's just having the mentors is just going to be amazing. So high five to all you guys. And thank you for being there and being willing to come and do this. Corinne says this is a great way to set a goal and get coached through bullshit. Yes. Let's see. It's all amazing. Changed my life. Yes. All right, you guys. Any other questions? Anything else I have forgotten? My husband is listening and said, I want to come. My husband was actually asking me yesterday, what I get to come too, right? And I was like, of course you get to come. You know, the ladies love Mr. Ken. They love Sheldon. And he's very encouraging. So maybe I'll put him on the course with a sign, you know. I love my PMP ladies. All right, you guys. Oh, wait, there's a few more comments. Let's see. Like, expand on that part. What part, Corinne? I'll talk some more. You got to tell me what part. It's about who you become when things get hot, sore, and don't want to kicks in. Yes, yes. You know, do a future self letter. If you're thinking about this, I want you to do a future self letter. I want you to picture yourself 16 weeks from now in Nashville on a beautiful greenway that starts at a dam and a lake, runs along a river with wildflowers, trees that are blooming, green grass, and about, oh, let's just say 250 of your tribe sisters. How are you feeling? What are you thinking? You know, who did you become over the past 16 weeks? What did you show yourself? What did you accomplish? How did you show up for your training? How did you fuel your body? How did you hydrate? What have you done? You know, think about all those things. Then put yourself on the course. It's a little warm. You're carrying your water. You're seeing the mentors at the water stations. They're giving you lots of love. Think about who that person is. Think about being on the greenway. You're working on a blister. You're hot. You're thirsty. You know, but you're pushing through, right? You're showing up. You're Corey and Cheryl, who have been on that greenway for 4 or 5 hours. You're learning about the people. You're making friends. You're learning about the people you're with. Who is this person, right? Who do you want this person to be? Who are you when it gets hot? You know, it's just the person you become is incredible. The way you talk to yourself is incredible. You know, you just keep moving forward. It's like a metaphor for life, right? It's a metaphor for self-improvement. I keep looking at these comments. Don't stop believing on the speakers. Yes. Think about that, right? What if we have don't stop believing on repeat at the end, right? Because Corinne is going to have speakers this year. We learned so much about last year and about how to make it even better that it's just going to knock it out of the park. So do that future self letter. Ask in the group, you know, How did you feel when you started the training versus how did you feel at the end? Tag Corey and Cheryl Bledsoe, Corey Whited. Tag them. Tag any of the mentors, you know, anybody. Just say, tell me how you felt. Tell me about that sense of accomplishment. Tell me about how you grew as a person through your training. Corinne's still answering questions about training. That's great. So 16 weeks, she says, is a generous plan. That is. Most plans are 12 weeks. So if you don't sign up within the next, you know, few days and you don't have the 16-week plan, it's okay. You can jump in at any time. Just ask in the group where you should jump in. The Facebook Lives, Q&As that Jill does will be stored in the group. Okay. There's also a special dedicated training page on the website that group members will have access to, and I'll put links there as well so that you'll always be able to go back and listen to the Q&As and, you know, access, you know, whatever information we have coming on about the weekend. Let's see. I really want to do the half, but I feel like it's a little lofty for my first race ever. Brittany, we had girls last year who had never done a race before that decided to do the half. The beautiful thing, one thing I didn't talk about, the beautiful thing about this race is that you can train for the half, and if you just don't feel it on race day, you can do the 10K. Or you can be Cindy Switzer, who is one of our mentors this year, who trained for the 10K. Decided on the 10K, got to the 10K turnaround and felt so good and was with all of her friends and decided to do the half marathon. So she walked the half marathon, you know? So you get to decide that morning what you're going to do. Corinne says, well, we might have a few songs to keep me sane, but each one will make you want to get up in my sweaty ass arms. Okay, so Don't Stop Believing won't be on repeat, but she'll have, you know, Corinne and her music. She'll have some good stuff playing. How do I overcome physical issues like knees and shins? Knees and shins, that's usually shoes. But as you train, you'll know what your body likes, and you'll ask Jill Angie questions on those Q&A. She's going to have fantastic tips on how to get around those kind of things. Because remember, guys, this is her niche. This is her specialty. She wrote a book about training for races. She has a whole podcast around it and around the mindset around training for races. Total metaphor for life. Don't Stop Believing plays on my run playlist. Always gets me fired up. Corinne says, we'll teach you how to roll, recover, eat better so you aren't shitting on your shins with junk food, ice baths, and all the things. Amy says, every time I have ever trained for an event, I have injured myself and never did it. I am so scared of injury. Amy will help you through that. You know, what if you decide that this is going to be the event that you're going to listen to your body and avoid injury? And if you do get injured, we're going to help you through that. It's, you know what? We had two girls last year who came in boots. One had foot surgery, and maybe they both had foot surgery. They went out on the course anyway. You know, Corinne took them out on the course, and I think they did a mile or a mile and a half because they showed up for their training. They showed up for their race. So it's, you know, we'll help you through that. Corinne says, Amy, do you do full out recovery, eat right, get sleep, go slow? Most people blow out by training too hard. Yeah. Oh, Corey's here. She did the half and had horrible arthritis in her joints. The training plan mixes strength training with walk-run training as well as stretching and yoga. It actually improved my joint issues. So, y'all, Corey, the rock star of the half marathon, my inspiration, is here on the live. All right, you guys, anything else that you want me to talk about? I do so hope you join. I mean, not only do I get to meet you and see you and cheer for you, I get to see the success on your face. I get to cry with you because, you know, I've cried all morning already, right? I get to see your accomplishments. I get to see you doing something for yourself, something that, that you dreamed about, that you planned for. You know, there's nothing better. That's one of the huge benefits to doing this race, and for me being there is getting to see you guys, you know, find your potential and find your success. Amy says, if I'm honest, my perfectionism tells me going slow is not good enough, and I most likely push too hard. Maybe. I don't know. Where does perfectionism show up on race day? You know, what if just finishing is the goal and too fast, too slow, what if you're just not allowed to think those thoughts? What if the only thought you're allowed to think is, look at my badass self doing this race, and I can't wait to hug Corinne at the end because I know she's going to be there and it doesn't matter how long it takes. And don't stop believing it's going to be on the speakers at some point, probably off and on throughout the day. You get to hug and sweat all over the coaches. Yes, and we get to hug and sweat all over you too. Right now, I can only imagine doing the 5K. I guess I need a bigger goal. The 5K is fine. Why don't you start out training for the 5K and see how you feel? Or start out training for the 10K and drop back. It doesn't matter. I just want you on that course and at the finish line. That's all. I don't care if it's a mile. I don't care if it's 13. I just want you to see what you can do. And I want you to hug me at the end because I'm going to be there. Corinne, you crack me up. Then here's your chance to finish instead of kicking yourself in the nuts. Yikes. Why the hell is a 5K not good enough? Bullshit. I want you to tell the, oh, I don't know, 40 or 50 girls that did the 5K last year and came away with a rockin' medal and a beautiful t-shirt and a hug from Corinne that 5K wasn't good enough. Seriously. Tell Lisa Gray 5K wasn't good enough. She's my girl that started on the treadmill, holding onto the rails, hoping to get 15 minutes in. 5K was amazing for her, right? If I can do it, you can. Judy. Y'all, Judy's the girl in the picture whose husband is hugging her at the end, and she is bawling like a baby, and he was too. It's a beautiful picture. My two favorite pictures are Judy and her husband and Corey and Cheryl holding hands. I can't even talk about the Corey and Cheryl holding hands picture without tearing up. It's like best friends. Those two were inseparable the rest of the weekend. Every time I turn around, that weekend, Corey and Cheryl were eating together, talking together, hanging out together. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And Marie did the 5K. Let's see. The bling is gorgeous. Yeah, I got a lot to live up to with the bling. I've already been told by Corinne the medal needs to be just as gorgeous and just as beautiful and as close to the same as I can get it. So if you hadn't seen the medal, somebody needs to post a picture of that thing. It's in the other room. I should have brought it with me, but it was heavy. It was one of those nice heavy medals, and it had a beautiful pink and teal ribbon. It was gorgeous. Judy and her husband, best moment, hands down. Yeah. Who wants to be the best moment picture this year, right? You don't have to have a husband. You don't have, you know, maybe you're holding hands with somebody. Maybe you're hugging Corinne. Corinne Crabtree and Heidi Severson's goal in life is to get Kathy Hartman to say the F word. Yeah. Don't skip my comment. I see you. What comment, Corinne? Kathy Day, this exactly. Oh, Kathy, say this exactly. Do the race. Just do it, y'all. Do the race. Do it. Do it. Do it. 5K is absolutely good enough. I have worked my booty off the last 6 weeks and I've grown a lot. I went from not being able to run 2 minutes to walk running a 5K this morning in an hour. I'm really proud of myself. But now I'm thinking in 16 weeks, I need to level up. I'm not downing the 5K at all. I want to try harder for myself. Well, that comes from a great place. If you want to try harder for yourself, that comes from a great place. Just don't shit on yourself. You know, just make sure you are planning from a place of anticipation and excitement and success. I just got fired, you guys. I just got fired. Chelsea Tucker is here. Chelsea, you need to get better so that you can be at this race with us. Can we still get the training plan if we don't do Don't Stop Believing? The training plan has been written for the girls who signed up. So right now, Corinne can always change her mind, but right now the training plan is only available to the Don't Stop Believing girls. It all wraps into the program together with Jill Angie, with the Q&As, the workbook, you know, it all kind of floats together. So I don't know that it would be, you know, what you need by itself anyway. So, the girls, let's see, everyone like if Kathy's job is dependent on the F word. Really, you guys? You crack me up. All right. We've deteriorated now. We've gone from changing lives by holding a race to whether or not Kathy should say the F word. Okay. I think it's time. It's time to cruise on out. This Q&A is going to go into the podcast as soon as I can get it downloaded and over to Sadie. So if you have any questions, feel free to post here on this thread and I will get back to them. Also, you can always email support and you can always just hit up the Facebook group with questions. I really hope you guys come. It's like the best event of the year. Yeah, Corinne's a squirrel. Do it, do it. Jill Angie has plans on not your average runner. Sure, she does. She's amazing, y'all. I have not met her yet. I've talked to her on the phone a couple of times. I can't wait to hear her wisdom. She's going to be fantastic. Okay, you guys, I'm out. Have a great Saturday. And those of you who have signed up for the race, I will see you in 16 weeks, and I'm super excited. All right, you guys, have a great day. Bye.